Good afternoon, the Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Yeah, hi, Emily. It's Sarah Kershaw here. You have little Kelly down there of mine. You said if I hadn't heard from you by around 2-ish to give you a call. So I'm not rushing you. I've just given you a call, that's all.
No. That is all good. Oh, we've got cello. Yes, sorry. I'll just pop you on hold. It'll be one moment.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks so much for holding there. Sorry,
it's
been one of those days.
Fine.
Cello has been amazing for us. Dr. Vanessa has been monitoring him as well as us nurses. He has not picked it at once. He has a bunch of brand new feathers coming through. It looks smaller than what it did initially, so it's healing really well. So the fact that he's turning around and preening at it is exactly that. Like, those new feathers are coming through, so that's what it
means.
Dr. Vanessa wanted to know, because she wants to send him home with some doDerm cream, are you able to apply that to him daily?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Fabulous.
I'm assuming it's just a cream and you just rub it on the spot, like it's not very technical. Yeah.
No, it's very straightforward. You only use a little teeny tiny bit of it. It provides like sort of like a healing film on it, and that's also going to help with the healing of that prenatal gland, that little gap that he's got.
Happy he's been good. And it's unfortunate that like all of his poor little feathers under his wings had all grown back with his collar, and he's managed to pick them all out in the last 3 days.
She was having a look at them. There's no wounds or anything under his wings. And she did say that, like, he has already had a little bit of feather loss there anyway.
He did.
Yeah, so there's no concern.
No concern
with the ones under his wing. There's no wounds. There's no redness.
So there's no sedation or anything like that. It's just putting this cream on him and he should be good.
That's it. She hasn't put the collar on. He's been so good here. And there's no blood in his beak, because that is another big indicator if he was actually getting to that wound.
Yeah, because when I looked at the wound, it looked quite open and red and sore and picked at when I saw it yesterday.
And that's what made me concerned.
Yeah, no, it look, she's really happy with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
He has just been preening the feathers around it, but he's got so many new feathers that she said that if it wasn't doing well, he would have nowhere near amount of new feathers coming through in that area. So the fact that he does is a big positive.
Well, what I might do as well is, whether I do it now or whether I when I get down there, is I might book him in, say, you know, early next week for another quick check, because clearly my eyes and what I see is not necessarily right. So if I could book him in for one.
Yeah, so
I'm more than happy to pay for the checkup. Yeah,
no, that's okay. Dr. Vanessa is off. She's having some major surgery done, so she will be off for the next 3 weeks. What she has recommended is that we can get him in for a revisit with Dr. Brock, or you can send us an email with a photo, because you're going to be applying this ointment to the area every day. You'll be able to see it.
Yes.
So you can take a photo of it and send us an email update in 7 days' time.
I might do that.
And we can sort of communicate, well, hopefully we'll be able to communicate with her a little bit over email.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry. Hopefully everything goes all right for her. Never know.
No, but she'll be on for a speedy recovery, hopefully, as we're all going to miss her dearly. Now, in regards to Tello, you can come and pick him up pretty much whenever. Look, probably around the 4 o'clock would be better for us, if at all.
4 o'clock is fine. Whatever suits you, I'm more than happy. He's obviously fine and happy where he is.
Oh, my goodness, he's having a good sing-along. And
I'm
enjoying his broccoli.
Honestly, he has been the last 2 days more cheerful in the last 2 days than he has been in weeks.
And that is a massive sign, especially with our smaller patients like your budgies. That is a massive sign that they are doing well.
Yeah. So absolutely. All right. I will come down around about 4 o'clock if that works, Dennis.
Beautiful. Yeah. And Dr. Vanessa will just quickly duck ahead and cross paths and just have a quick word to you before.
And just show me, how much stuff paste to use, and, that'd be fine.
Yeah, one of those nurses will show you how to do that. She'll just have a quick chat to you just in regards to pretty much what I've just told you now. Alrighty.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome news. Thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome. We'll see you around 4.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
That's all right, Sarah. Bye.
Bye.